Welcome to Shakespeare FC, The Words, a 5-minute journey into the individual bits of language that were forged, fletched, hewn, and hammered, and sometimes crowbarred, into existence by our brilliant and witty Warwickshirean wordsmith, or, as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. There are times when one attempt simply won't do. I can attest by the amount of revisions I go through. When a thought arrives, misses its mark, and politely asks for another go. So we circle it, we poke it, we prod it, dress it up in slightly better language, and send it back out into the world hoping it behaves itself this time. We call that to reword. A second draft, a cleaner version, the linguistic equivalent of what I actually meant to say was. But Uncle Will's reword begins in a rather simpler place. Not in refinement, but rather in simple repetition. In things said once, then said again, sometimes louder, sometimes stranger, until meaning starts to shift under the pressure of being heard too many times. Because before we tidy our language, we tend to echo it. And in Uncle Will's hands, we can hear reword echo down the halls of Elsinore Castle. By Act 3 of Hamlet, Denmark has turned into a schmalbul of suspicion, followed, obviously, by a Danish of deceit. The prince, having confirmed his uncle Claudius's guilt of his father's murder via a play within a play, is now poised on the precipice of prevarication between thought and action. Polonius, advisor to the king, father to Ophelia, and ever the professional eavesdropper, decides to hide behind a curtain in the queen's chamber to overhear Gertrude's conversation with her outlandishly behaving offspring. In the bedchamber, Hamlet confronts his mother, berating her for her hasty marriage to Claudius, holding up a mirror, quite literally, to her conscience. The scene pivots violently when Hamlet, hearing a noise behind an arras, stabs through it, killing his would-be beau's father, Polonius, in a moment of impulsive certainty that turns out to be spectacularly misplaced. Hamlet continues to rail against his mother's life choices. Gertrude reels under the assault, and then Hamlet's father, in spectral form, reappears, importantly, visible only to Hamlet, to remind him that vengeance, not maternal chastisement, remains his primary mission. His mother, seeing nothing, concludes the obvious. Her son is mad. Hamlet, however, insists otherwise.
Look how it steals away. My father in his habit as he lived. Look where he goes even now, out at the portal.
This is the very coinage of your brain.
It is not madness that I have uttered. Bring me to the test, and either matter will reword which madness would gamble from.
Now, reword is not a particularly flashy construction. Re meaning again, and word meaning, well, word. Together, say it again, Samuel. But our fair uncle, as ever, isn't interested in leaving things simple, because over in A Lover's Complaint, he gives us something rather more beautiful and considerably more echoey, and is, by the way, one of my favorite images William has put to paper. From off a hill whose concave womb reworded a plaintful story from a sistering vale. Now that is not revision. That is resonance. A concave womb, a hollowed space, curved just so, catching sound, holding it for a moment, and then sending it back out again, giving birth or rebirth. The landscape itself becomes a kind of acoustic accomplice, a musical midwife, if you will. Originally, reword simply meant repetition, but fast forward a few centuries and we arrive at our modern sense. To reword is to improve, refine, to clarify. But that later meaning still carries the ghost of the earlier one. Or should I reword that? Well, alas and alack, my friends, that is all we have time for. Join us again next time for another hopefully informative journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time.
Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media and is sponsored in part by the generous support of the Cowie Family Charitable Trust and Michelle and Kelvin McElwain. All previous episodes are available at wgte.org/sfc and wherever you get your podcasts.